You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 340. We are reading two short books today, in the Old Testament, the book of Haggai, and in the New Testament, the book of 2 John. I'll be giving a detailed introduction to both Haggai and 2 John later in this episode. We'll also be reading a bit of Proverbs in chapter 29. So stay with us to hear both the introductions and the full books of Haggai and 2 John, and refer to the show notes to follow along. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. The Book of Haggai, an introduction. Haggai was a prophet in Judah. He spoke God's message to the people after they returned from their captivity in Babylon. Cyrus, the king of Persia, had freed the people of Israel and Judah from Babylon. He allowed them to return home. He also ordered them to rebuild their temple in Jerusalem. In this book, Haggai speaks God's message to the small community of Jews who had come back to Judah. He encourages them to start the work on the temple. The prophet delivers his message from the Lord to the whole community, but he directs most of his words to two people. He addresses Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and he also speaks to Joshua, the high priest. The Lord used Haggai to help these men take their place as leaders of God's people. In this short book, the prophet Haggai calls for people to work on the temple. Then he hears the response of the leaders and the people. Then he lets the people know that God is with them. And he speaks for God about being holy and receiving God's blessing. And finally, he gives God's message to Zerubbabel. Let's get started. Haggai chapter 1. It is time to build the temple. On the first day of the sixth month of the second year, that Darius was king of Persia, Haggai received a message from the Lord. This message was for Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak. Zerubbabel was the governor of Judah, and Joshua was the high priest. This is the message. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said.
The people say, it is not yet the right time to build the Lord's temple.
Again, Haggai received a message from the Lord. Haggai spoke this message.
You people think the right time has come for you to live in nice houses. You live in houses with beautiful wooden paneling on the walls, but the Lord's house is still in ruins.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
Think about what is happening. You have planted many seeds, but you have gathered only a few crops. You have food to eat, but not enough to get full. You have something to drink, but not enough to get drunk. You have some clothes to wear, but not enough to keep warm. You earn a little money, but you don't know where it all goes. It's as though there is a hole in your pocket.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
Think about what you are doing. Go up to the mountains, get the wood, and build the temple. Then I will be pleased with the temple, and I will be honored,
says the Lord.
You people look for a big harvest, but when you go to gather the crop, there is only a little grain. So you bring the grain home, and then I send a wind that blows it all away. Why is this happening?
Asks the Lord All-Powerful.
Because my house is still in ruins, while each of you runs home to take care of your own house. That is why the sky holds back its dew, and why the earth holds back its crops. I gave the command for the land care about is to be dry. The grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything the earth produces will be ruined. All the people and all the animals will become weak.
Work begins on the new temple. The Lord God had sent Haggai to speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehozadak. So these men and all the people listened to the voice of the Lord their God and to the words of Haggai the prophet. And the people showed their fear and respect for the Lord their God. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message to the people.
I am with you, says the Lord.
Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, was the governor of Judah. Joshua, son of Jehozadak, was the high priest. The Lord caused them and the rest of the people to be excited about working on the temple of their God, the Lord All-Powerful. So they began this work on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year Darius was the king. Haggai chapter 2. The Lord encourages the people. On the 21st day of the seventh month, this message from the Lord came to Haggai.
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the people. How many of you people look at this temple and try to compare it to the beautiful temple that was destroyed? What do you think? Does this temple seem like nothing when you compare it with the first temple?
But the Lord says,
Zerubbabel, don't be discouraged.
And the Lord says,
Joshua, son of Jehozadak, you are the high priest. Don't be discouraged. And all you people who live in the land, don't be discouraged. Continue this work, because I am with you.
This is what the Lord, All-Powerful, said.
I made an agreement with you when you left Egypt, and I have kept my promise. My spirit is with you, so don't be afraid.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
In just a little while, I will once again shake things up. I will shake heaven and earth, and I will shake the sea and the dry land. I will shake up the nations, and they will come to you with wealth from every nation. And then I will fill this temple with glory.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
All their silver really belongs to me, and all the gold is mine.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. And the Lord All-Powerful says,
this last temple will be more beautiful than the first one, and I will bring peace to this place.
Remember, this is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Today begins a time of blessing. On the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year, that Darius was king of Persia, this message from the Lord came to Haggai the prophet.
The Lord All-Powerful commands you to ask the priests what the law says about these things. Suppose a man carries some meat in the fold of his clothes. This meat is part of a sacrifice, so it is holy. If his clothes touch some bread, cooked food, wine, oil, or some other food, will the thing the clothes touch become holy?
The priests answered,
no!
Then Haggai said,
whoever touches a dead body will become unclean. Now if they touch anything else, will it also become unclean?
The priests answered,
yes, it will become unclean.
Then Haggai said,
this is what the Lord says.
This is also true about the people of this nation. They were not pure and holy before me, so anything they did with their hands and anything they offered at the altar became unclean. Think about what has happened to you. Think about how things were before you began working on the Lord's temple. People wanted 20 measures of grain, but there were only 10 in the pile. People went to get 50 jars of wine from the storage place, but there were only 20. That was because I punished you. I sent the diseases that killed your plants and the hail that destroyed the things you made with your hands. I did this, but still, you did not come to me,
says the Lord.
Today is the 24th day of the ninth month. You have finished laying the foundation of the Lord's temple, so notice what happens from this day forward. Your seed for planting is still in the barn. And look at the vines, the fig trees, and the pomegranate and olive trees. They have not yet produced any fruit, but beginning today, I will bless you.
Another message from the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month.
Go to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and tell him that I will shake heaven and earth, and I will overthrow many kings and kingdoms and destroy the power of the kingdoms of those other people. I will destroy their chariots and their riders. I will defeat their war horses and riders. These armies are friends now, but they will turn against each other and kill each other with swords.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, I have chosen you. I, the Lord, tell you that I will use you like a signet ring to represent my authority.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. 2 John, an introduction. The short book of 2 John is a letter that a church elder wrote to the lady. This lady could refer to an important woman in the church, or the lady could be a symbol for the church itself. In this case, her children would be the people of the church. The elder writes to protect this lady and her children from a dangerous teaching. Some false teachers were saying that Jesus was not the Christ, God's chosen king. They said he could not have been a man on earth, and this might have caused the believers to doubt the truth that they had learned. The true teaching says that Jesus is the Christ that God sent to earth. So the elder tells the believers not to welcome such false teachers into the house where they meet. In the book of 2 John, the elder greets the lady and her children, then teaches that believers should love each other because they know the truth. And finally, he plans to visit these believers in the future. Second John chapter 1. Greetings from the elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children. I truly love all of you, and I am not the only one. All those who know the truth love you in the same way. We love you because of the truth that lives in us. That truth will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from His Son, Jesus Christ, as we live in truth and love. I was very happy to learn about some of your children. I am happy that they are following the way of truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I tell you, we should all love each other. This is not a new command. It is the same command we had from the beginning. And loving means living the way He commanded us to live. And God's command is this, that you live a life of love. You heard this command from the beginning. Many false teachers are in the world now. Refuse to say that Jesus Christ came to earth and became a man. Anyone who refuses to accept this fact is a false teacher and the enemy of Christ. Be careful. Don't lose the reward we have worked for. Make sure you receive that reward in full. Everyone must continue to follow only the teaching about Christ. Whoever changes that teaching does not have God. But whoever continues to follow the teaching about Christ as both the Father and His Son. Don't accept those who come to you, but do not bring this teaching. Don't invite them into your house, and don't welcome them in any way. If you do, you're helping them with their evil work. I have much to say to you, but I don't want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come and visit you. Then we can be together and talk. That will make us very happy. The children of your sister, who was chosen by God, send you their love. Proverbs chapter 29, verses 19 to 27.
Servants will not learn a lesson if you only talk to them. They might understand you, but they will not obey. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. If you are too nice to your young servants, they will cause you trouble later. An angry person causes arguments, and someone who is quick-tempered is guilty of many sins. Your pride can bring you down. Humility will bring you honor. If you take part in a crime, you are your own worst enemy. When you refuse to be a witness to the crime, you will be put under a curse. Fear can be a trap, but if you trust in the Lord, you will be safe. Many people want the friendship of a ruler, for the Lord is the only one who judges people fairly. Good people hate those who do wrong, and the wicked hate those who do right.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 340. Join us for day 341. We will begin the book of Zechariah. And in the New Testament, we will begin the book of 3 John. Now, I'll offer a detailed introduction to both of those books in the next episode. If you're wondering what Zechariah is all about, like Haggai, it takes place during the Persian Empire, during the reconstruction of Jerusalem. But once again, people just are not obeying the Lord. But we'll see what Zechariah has to say. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.